I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Prince of Wales gave an impassioned plea for the persecuted church in the Middle East this week. He warned that Christianity could disappear in its birthplace if nothing changes. Though his comments were about Syria and Egypt, the same is true for Pakistan, where believers labor under a blasphemy law. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
They know that it's a danger there. They know that their government is not going to protect them. Those types of charges, they will go to jail. Maybe they'll be exonerated, but they will have spent 6 or 7 or 8 years in jail waiting for that exoneration to come through.
Security is increasing and so is prayer. Will you join them? We have specifics at our website. Meanwhile, kids in many Farsi-speaking countries are surrounded by a culture of drug abuse and divorce. TV programs reinforce these vices, but a new Sat7 show is changing the norm. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their new show, Smile, is sending Christ's love and hope to kids in Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. Support this work financially through a link at our website. And everyone loves an invite to a fun and festive Christmas party. But what if you were in the lesser group of people who never got invited? For Haiti with Love flips that around with their annual Christmas party. Talking with Eva DeHart, she says it's for the poorest of the poor in Haiti.
Pray that everyone receives the Christmas message and is firmly reminded of what the day is all about.
Pray many lives will be impacted. Find the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.